Shalom Aruch, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Deir Shul Mishmar Simin Yud Aleph Inu Simin Sif Aleph Shir number 32. Today is Koyach Chof Ches Ador Beis Tovshin Pei Beis, last day of March 2022. Mechaber is now discussing here in the Shulchan Aruch the halachas of the strings, the chutei atzitzis, the strings of the tzitzis. And the Mechaber says as follows: Dinei chutei atzitzis by Tezvav Sifim, Sif Aleph, Hachutin, Tzarech, Shiyu, Tevuyin, Lishmon. The strings that we call Tzitzis, Gedilim, have to be made Lishmon. Lishmon means for the sake of the mitzvah Tzitzis. You can't go to Home Depot, can't go to Lowe's, pull out some nice string on the shelf, or maybe Michael's, you know, the arts and crafts store, and pull out string, say, ah, this is perfect string for my tzitzis, and then use it. You can't do that. It has to be made l'shem mitzvahs tzitzis. Hagos says the Ramah, v'yish machmirin, afilo l'napson l'shma. There are those that are machmir, that not only should they be spun, when you take the thread, the material, like in this picture over here, and he is spinning it. That's what we call spinning, because the ma'aseh is actually spinning with his fingers. Nowadays they use machines. So, not only is the teviyah, the spinning, should be lishma, but the Ramah tells us there are those that are machmir to actually comb the wool. That's this picture over here, to comb the wool specifically for the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that would mean that before you comb the wool, you say, I'm combing this wool l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Just like Mitzvah Shem, in 2.5 weeks we have less than 2 weeks in a day. Mitzvah Hashem is Pesach. So too, you make the matzahs for the mitzvah. So too, you're making the tzitzis for the mitzvah, and they would also be machmir to comb it. However, the Ramah says that the minig is to be lenient when it comes to niputz, when it comes to combing the wool, the shema. The minig is to be lenient. The Mechaber then says, Shiyoymar, what does it mean to make it lishma? What does it mean to do the mitzvah of making lishma? So he says, Shiyoymar. So step number one, it means you have to say it. So can you think it? Is that sufficient? Can I think in my head, I'm doing this as a mitzvah lishma? So we say, no. Mechaber says, you have to say it. Shiyoymar. Shiyoymar betchilos hativo. You should say before you spin it. Shu'oysekein l'shem mitzvahs. L'shem tzitzis. That you're doing this specifically for the tzitzis. That's what you should do. Say, I'm doing this specifically shem tzitzis. Or if a lady or a different man is spinning the wool, so you should say, spin, please spin it for me, the shem tzitzis. Tzitzis for the talus. Now what happens with the effort? B'di'evit, it wasn't made l'shma. So, can you still wear the tzitzis? Says the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says, no. If you did not make the tzitzis l'shma, it's psulim. You cannot use those tzitzis. You have a four-corner garment that has strings that are not kosher to be used for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Says the Mishmar on the previous page, Sif Katin, well, on the screen, it's on the bottom of the page. Sif Katin Aleph. Let's scroll down the drop, please, on the screen. There we go. A little more. There we go. There it is. Okay. Hachutin. Loshen HaRamba. So the Rambam is going to, the Mishra is bringing a Loshen of the Rambam about a person who finds strings in the flea market, in the marketplace. Can you assume that these strings are strings that are good lishma for the tzitzis? Or can you say, no, these strings are regular strings that have nothing to do with tzitzis? Hamaitze chutei tzitzis b'shuk, one who finds strings of tzitzis in the marketplace. Hafilu psukim u'shazurim, even if they were separated and they were shazur, they were twisted together. Because each string, if you look at your tzitzis, is two strands that are twisted together. And that's why sometimes over the course of years, if a person has the same tzitzis, it starts to fray and it starts to separate the shazirus, the twisted part together. So you find, says the Rambam, you find strings that are separated from the long thread and they are twisted together. They are psulim. Why? The Torah inish la'asles chutin kein tzitzis. Because a person, people sometimes they burden themselves to make strings just like tzitzis. Interesting phenomenon, as I believe more in a situation back then, those days. I don't think we have so many people doing that today. The chain, so too. Or rather, v'im kein, shema lo inas l'shem tzitzis. Maybe the ones that you find were not made l'shem tzitzis. So he says, basically, if you find them, don't use them. Now, this is very important. If I'd have to ask you, what is the Rambam's psak? And the answer is, if the Rambam says, if you find tzitzis, or rather, if you find strings in the marketplace, the Rambam will say, you cannot use them because there's no heksher and there's reason to assume that they're not l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. He says further, v'hamagid mishnah cholik. The Magid Mishnah, one of the Rishonim who comments on the side of the Rambam, he disagrees with the Rambam. And he'll say, no, if you find strings in the marketplace, you'll be able to buy them and you'll use them for the tzitzis, that it's made l'shma. So you have machlokes Rishonim now. But it gets even more interesting here. V'gam b'kesef Mishnah, kosav, taharama mitshuva choza bo yachakach. I can't listen to the Magen Avram. Now, the Magen Avram brings from the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam himself retracted from his original psak. And therefore, the Rambam really agrees now to the Magen Mishnah. And if you find strings in the marketplace and you don't see a heksher on it, we will say now you are permitted, you're allowed to use them for your tzitzis. By the way, who is the Kesef Mishnah? The Kesef Mishnah is our same Beis Yosef, same author of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo. His parish on the tour is called Beis Yosef. His parish on the Rambam is called Kesef Mishnah. Okay. Very good, right? So what do we have here? We have a case where the Rambam...
Without a heksher.
Well, if you have a heksher, there's no shaila.
He's saying it's okay.
That's what we're saying now. We're saying you find, you matzah, that's the Lashon, right? Matzah, might say chutei tzitz b'shuk. You find these strings in the marketplace. So the Rambam first said, no, you can't use them. Then the Magen Mishnah disagreed. Then the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam was chayzer, he retracted from what he originally said. Very good. So now if you have to ask, what does the Rambam say? If you find these strings, can you use them? And they will say the answer is, yes, you can use them. However, we're not finished yet. V'hagra, bibi urov, in simen shinav kosav, the hadin im harambam, the halach is like the Rambam. Which Rambam? We have two Rambams. You'll say, what do you mean? There's only one person, one Rambam. We have the Rambam, the first pshat that says is you cannot use it. The second pshat says you can use it. What does the Gros say? The Gros says, the Aloch is like the Rambam, kimo shekosav b'rishoyna, which means you cannot use them. The Gros...
Don't you have a principle that you always use the most recent ruling? I thought we learned that at one point. That if somebody changes their opinion, we go by their latter opinion.
So there is, I'm not sure this is what you're referring to, but there is a concept called the Basra, Holchem Achra Basra. Basra meaning the last of that, right? But that does not necessarily mean of the person himself. That means like in the Gemara, you know, if you have a machleg is going back and forth, so you go after the Basra, the later generation.
I was thinking of the person himself. I must have made that up.
I believe what you're referring to is referring to like when you have a Basra, so then the later one, because we said the later one saw the early ones. Now, logically,
I know that.
It would make sense, though, that if you say the last thing the Rambam did was he was chayzer, he retracted. So it would make sense to say that what? That's the way we should paskin. Why the Gra says that the halach is like the first pshat in the Rambam, that you have to look in the Gra to see why he's passing like this. Sif katan beis. Tfuin lishman. You have to make it, spin it lishma, v'hu dvar toiro. Not only do you have to do that, but it's a daraisa. Dichsiv gedilim ta'aselach l'shem choyvach. You have to make the tzitzis lishma for the sake of the mitzvahs, of the tzitzis. Now, if there's a suffix as to whether or not this tzitzis was made lishma, there's a doubt. So what's the psak halacha? Suffix deraisa is the chumra. We know when it comes to a deraisa, it's a suffix deraisa, so we have to be machmir. And we have to say that you can't use it. Savit derais lechumra. Sif katan gimel. The Rama said that there are those that are machmir when it comes to combing the actual wool. To do that also the shema. However, he says there are those, you could be leaned with that. That's what she says, ta'asalach, you should make for yourself, meaning for the mitzvah tzitzis, that's from spinning and on. All the processes are spinning and on. When you put the tzitzis through the hole of the beged of the garment, you have to say l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, everything you're doing from after the process of spinning, but before spinning it, before tviya, which combing comes before tviya, the niputz comes before, niputz is combing, comes before tviya, that does not have to be made lishma. V'ayim b'prisha b'shem maral mi'prag, so now we're going to learn the maral, not in his svarim, but in his psak halacha. Shemaskim le'ulechadchilo yish lahachmir l'napitz lishma. The prisha brings in the name of the Maral of Prague, that lechatchila one should be machmir to also do niputz, to also comb it lishma, and you could purchase that. You could purchase, it's much more expensive. You could purchase the tzitzis with niputz lishma. Okay. Sif katan dalut shiyoyma. What do you say beferish? You say when you what does it mean to say make lishma? So you have to verbalize, not just in your mind, but you have to say it. Not just in your mind. You have to know, there's a shayla. Let's say I didn't say it, but I just thought it. I just thought in my mind. So is it going to be kosher now? Is there going to be tzitzis that you can do the mitzvah with? And to this, we have a situation of, there's a shaylo. We don't know. Okay. Sif katin hay. B'tchila, so he says like this. V'day b'zeh, I feel a yoyma achra. What he's saying is like this. When you make the tzitzis on Monday, you start spinning the wool for the strings. And then you stop. And then on Tuesday you come back. The Mishra is telling us that when you say L'shei Mitzvah Tzitzis on Monday, your L'shei Mitzvah Tzitzis continues for Tuesday. V'day b'zeh afilu l'yoy ma'achra. And it's sufficient even for the next day. Because when you do it, when I'm continuing the process, I'm continuing from the way I did it originally. Turning the page, Imloy, unless Kishamar Achakach Beferush, Shu'oyse Shaloy Lishma. Unless he is doing Beferush explicitly saying that I'm not doing it Lishma. In other words, he for whatever reason stops, not doing Lishma, and then he has to restart again the Shema process. Okay. Now, the Mechaber then said, you say in the beginning of the Tivoy, of the spinning process. Shavuos kein l'shem mitzvahs. They doing this l'shem mitzvahs. Says the Mishmar Sivkot involved. Let's say you started spinning a little. You were tovah ma'at. You started spinning a little. V'achakach omar. And then afterwards, you realize, wait a minute. Oi, I forgot to say l'shem tzitzis. Say mitzvah tzitzis. I forgot to say that. Loi mahani l'mashe nitva kvar. Doesn't help for that which you already spun. Why? The sukim esafkuloni amrinon hachiach soifay al tchilosay. Because we have a suffake, we have a doubt as to whether or not we say hachiach soifay al tchilosay. What does it mean hachiach soifay al tchilosay? So the words mean, it's a principle which means that the end action comes to clarify and to show the beginning. In other words, the fact that I said after I already started the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, the Shem Tzitzis, does that show that originally the 2 minutes that I forgot and I started spinning without saying the Shem Tzitzis, does that show that the beginning, the first 2 minutes that I missed, also I meant it should be the Shem Tzitzis? Whether or not we say that principle of Haychiach Soifoi Al Tchilosoi, that the end represents and shows the beginning, that itself is a suffix. So the tzitzis that person made, and then he only started saying L'shem it's a tzitzis afterwards, is not going to be good. However, in the case where a person, in the case where a person was choshav, he thought in his mind, the act I'm doing now is l'shem tzitzis. He didn't say it. Now, we said earlier, you have to say it. So this person made a mistake. His mistake was he thought it. So now, says the Mishnah Brura, if a person started, b'tchila, he was choshav. He said, I'm doing this in his mind. I'm doing this l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. He was so excited. And all of a sudden, he reminded, or he heard someone else say, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. He's like, wait a minute, I didn't say it. So now the question is, are the tzitzis that he started making b'machshava l'shma, and then he corrected himself, is that going to work? Says the Mishmar, yes, it's going to work. You know why it's going to work? Because your tzitzis, because we have a svek sveka. Svek sveka means you have two doubts. What are the two doubts? Well, back in the previous page, the doubt number one was in Sifkat and Dalit, when we said Sarich Iyun Imahani Machshava. We have to know. Maybe Machshava helps. Maybe Machshava doesn't help. So doubt number one is, let's say Machshava does help. Maybe Machshava does help to think that I'm doing the mitzvah l'shem tzitzis. That's doubt number one. Doubt number two is that maybe we say Haychiach Soifei Al Tchilosei, that the end result, that when he said l'shem tzitzis after the fact, after he started, it's come to show that he also originally wanted it before he started. So since you have two doubts, the klal is, the rule is, svek sveka is mutter. Sifkat and Zayin. Another scenario of making l'shma is that the person asks the lady, and when she's spinning the wool, to do it l'shma. What's the laymar? In the beginning of the spinning, all you have to do is in the beginning of the process, the spinning, you say to her, please make it l'shma. And she does that. So too, the Isha herself says that she is going to spin it. She's going to be toivah l'shem tzitzis d'mahani. And she's also believed to say that she's also believed for her to say it. She believed this. She says, yeah, I said it l'shma. However, nanju, the general principle of these three categories of people, they are not believed for them to be said, to say they'd say to Lishma. Mumr l'tiyovo n'shei matriach lasas mitzitzes bebigdoi. Mutter litvois. So we had this just a couple of days ago in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, I believe it was Iskuf Mem Gimel, about a person who's not doing mitzvahs in a different, he's a certain mitzvah, he's pashut, that doesn't go with my agenda. And this person doesn't do tzitzis. He doesn't wear tzitzis. But he makes tzitzis. Can you trust this person? It's a chiddush if you think about it. Can you trust this person that is making lishma? So we say yes. Depends what kind of mumr though. That's only because his mumr l'tiyov. In other words, he has desires. Taiva is getting the best of him. That's why he's not wearing tzitzis. But this person is believed to say that he made a lishma. The koshikin mo'ayver rakal shara veyus l'tiyov. Even more so, if he does wear tzitzis, but he does other averus to tiyavin, because he's doing the tie for taivas. However, a mumr lahachis apikarius ulucholatayir kulo bevadai adaita denav shiavin ulukuliyama. However, a person who is a mumr, who is a apikarius, is a heretic, is a min, and he's doing lahachis, so he is not believed to say he did lushma. Okay, that's step number one. For the dinei chutitzitz. Now we're going to start in Sif Beis. A machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. And this machlekes is important to remember as we continue to learn these halachas of Lishma. And as I said in the past, many times you have a topic of halachas that are a separate topic. In other words, yes, they all are connected, but when you're learning Hilchos Bishul doesn't have anything to do with the malacha of Ma'amer. Doesn't have to do anything with the malacha of Oitzeh Shtei Batinirin. It's two different halachas, totally. Even though it's in the category of Lamed Tes malachas. When we're learning Hilchos Tzitzis, these categories are like a building block. They're also interwoven, no pun intended, and connected with each other. So keep in mind, this machlek is now between the Rambam and the Rosh. Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Tava Nachri, a guy spins the wool for the tzitzis. V'Yisrael Oymel Agaboy, and a Yid is watching over him. V'Oymer, he tells him, Shiasa Lishman, and he tells him, you have to make a Lishma. Does that help? You hear the case? You have a guy, Mamish, he's 100% full-fledged not Jew. He's a guy. And you tell, listen, your job is making tzitzis now. Have in mind you're doing for the mitzvah tzitzis. So you can think like, well, what shaykhs? Why should that help? Says the Rambam, it's possible. The Rambam says nothing doing, it's possible. Says the Rosh, it's kosher. The Rosh says, when the Yid tells the guy to do it, l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, it's kosher. You could use it for tzitzis. Says the Mishmar Sif Kot Nuches, Oyvi Gelulim, he says, Otviyas Cheshed Vekotin Loi Mahanik Yishio, so Oyvi Godl Omer Al Gabon, Molando Lasso Yisro Shmo. If a Cheshed Vekotin, the child, the mute, and the deranged, if they make it, even if a Yid is standing on top of him, it's not going to help. Ayn Simon Tosamach Veisezev Sheyishpulti Bazem Achleik is over there. Fine. Oymer Al Gabay Sif Kotentes. Oymer Ber Aloch Shekos Savnu. The Davka Im Hatvio Einen Nimsheches Kol Kach. It only helps for the Yid to tell the guy that you have to do Lishma. It's only the Tviya, the spinning, doesn't continue for a long time. Nimsheches Kol Kach. Avol Im Hatvio Nimsheches Man Harbi. But the Tviya, the spinning, goes for a long period of time. Then, even according to the Rosh, who says that if a Yid is Omer Agaboy, it helps. But that's only for spinning for a short period of time. But spinning for a long period of time, we're going to say, no, it's not going to work. Why is it not going to work? Because we're concerned that he stopped. The guy's mindset was that it's not going to be Lishma. His mindset that he stopped the Lishma mindset. And then he had to start a Lishma mindset. Even more so, if he was mafsik with the tviya, he stopped with the tviya. Right? Even more so, if he mamish stops, if he stops the spinning, and he starts again, so that startup, the second time he starts up again, we're saying he's doing it on his own accord. He's just got to get the job done. He's not thinking, I'm doing it because my boss, my Jewish boss, said I'm doing Lishma. Sif Katin Yod. The Rambam says it's possible. Sviru Lehi David Gelurim Adad Yad Nafshi Yavid. Why? Because the Rambam is of the opinion that a guy is doing it on his own accord, his own volition. He does what he wants. He's not going to listen, pay attention to that which the Yid tells him to do Lishma. La Rosh is kosher. Sif Kod Yir Aleph. B'shaz Adchak. The time of necessity. K'she'en lo Yisrael l'shitvei Lishma. You have no other Yid around who can do Lishma. Yesh Yismoich al Zeh. You can rely on the Rosh. Now, what's the Mishmur telling us? It says, Yamachlok is the Rambam and Rosh. And he's passing like the Rambam very clearly. Now, why is that? Why is he passing more like the Rambam? So he tells you over here that b'di'eved, you can rely on the Rosh. But l'chadchila, no, you should not have the non-Jew spinning and making your tzitzis. But the Yid is the one telling him that you should be doing it for the mitzvah tzitzis. Avolav achi loy, ki b'be'er agro kosa shedasa toisvis v'amordechai gamkin karamin. Because the Gro says that toisvis and the Mordechai, two other Rishonim, also hold like the Rambam. Now what? That it's possible for a guy to spin the tzitzis even when the Yid tells him to do Lishma. The Ramah, he says,
can a guy do anything Lishma?
The Ramah says, V'noyegin, she'esayeya Yisrael ma'at. The custom is that the Yid should assist, the Jew should assist the guy a little in the process, as is brought down in different places in Shulchan Aruch, in regards to Tefillin and Sefer Torah. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Yud Beis, V'noyegin she'esayeya, v'chol zeh laharosh. This is only according to the Rosh. Why? Because according to the Rambam, it's possible anyway. Avol HaRambam LeMahani calls it. It's irrelevant. It doesn't help. Va'ayim b'achweinim demaski. The Achweinim conclude that the minig is the minig zeh hu al tzara yoyse toiv. That this approach, that you shouldn't rely on the guy itself, according to the Rosh, is better. The minig zeh tzar yosei toif, which might appease you a little, tzemach, with your difficulty, with my difficulty, is like, what are the mechanics? How is this working that the guy is making the tzitzis? He has no, he's not a parasha shlichus. He's not a messenger, because ain't shlichus oivik kachavim. He's not a messenger, so how is it working here? So maybe we're saying here, one approach is that the Yid is also, it's not full-fledged, it's not 100% great answer, because not everybody is saying that the Yid has to help. But according to this approach that the Yid is helping, so he's getting the ball rolling in the right direction. And then the guy is just continuing the process. Well, let's just finish the sentence, and then we'll take questions. And he says, I will be the Eved kosher, I feel below see you, klal rosh. But even be the Eved, if the Yid did not help in the process of making the tzitzis, it's still kosher. Kemish Yisrael, Oymeh la'gabo, Yimlamdeh yulasa sishma. You hear the reason? Because the Yid is standing over him and instructing him. He says, listen, Hector, when you make these tzitzis, these strings, have in mind, you're doing lishma. Right? It's hard to...
Hector doesn't know what that means.
Well, you're telling me you're doing it for the purpose of the tzitzis. There's a four-corner garment, and you're making these strings, not so that they should go out to outer space because the astronauts need them, not because you're making fishing nets, but you're doing it so the Jewish man can wear a four-corner garment with strings. That's it. That's what you're making it for. V'im'eina Yisrael oimer al-gaboy l'tzavo Yisrael. And if the Yid is not there, standing over him to command him to do it properly, It's not going to help that the yid's assisting to some degree. The kaimolon misayayim by mamish, because the halacha is misayayah to assist, doesn't help anything. It has to be that tzivoy. In other words, the command to make ilishma, that's what the ikar is. The assistance is to strengthen the command to make ilishma. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with this halacha.